All right, checking in today with Quincy City Council President Councillor at Large Noel DeBono, who's taking his morning constitutional. Hi, Noel.
Good morning, Joe. We're going to do something a little different today. The weather's beautiful. The weather has gotten so much better. So why not take a walk and get the steps in while we're doing our interview? So
I want to see your pedometer when we're done with the conversation.
You bet. No problem.
How'd the meeting go last night?
Very good, actually. Very good. We actually had some committee meetings prior to the regular city council meeting. Ordinance, obviously. We had the municipal light got pulled out of committee and was voted on to move forward with Ian Kane. Been working on it for about 4 years. Very important area to barely work on to give options for the city and the all the different citizens of the city that can try to get other different type of broadband. So that was the next step in that. It went very well. It was really quick on that. And then the Walson Center, not a called the URDP, called the Urban Renewal Plan. It's very similar to our URDP in the downtown, but now we're looking at Walson Center. So that was had a good conversation about, and we moved that forward for the next step to allow that to happen. So good conversations about that in committees. Both of them were taken out of the city council regular agenda meeting and for a vote. So good positive recommendation, and we're moving forward with both of those.
For the Walston Center plan, Noel, is there a specific area that's been designated?
Yes, it's everything that's around that particular Walston Center where the old Walston Theater was, but it stretches out quite a bit. It stretches all the way down to Clay Street by the 80 Clay, which is the Quincy Housing Authority, and it pushes out till the Walston Firefighters Station, which is on the other side of Newport Ave, and then it stretches really down to a good area down by the alcohol liquor store down there. So it's obviously includes the Walston MBTA. So it's kind of a long stretch of area, which will allow those businesses to get to another level. We got to help them out.
Yeah. So it includes that stretch where that terrible fire was a few years ago.
Yes, it was. Yeah. That's that blighted area next to the Walston fire station, obviously right there on Newport Ave, is in that particular area. It's kind of like a little more of a rectangular area, but it's a good particular area that we can spark economic growth as well as just, doing a great job with that particular area. It's time. It's way overdue, Joe. We've been working on this for some years now, ever since I've been on the council now, seventh year. So it's finally got its time in front of us, because the downtown, the North Quincy area has been able to do their projects. Now it's time for Walston Center.
Yeah. So do you know, is the city planning on kind of taking any property, and then having it?
Very good question. It's a very good question, Joe. And as time goes along and as parcels and different acquired properties from developers, private investment happens, we'll see what happens with that. I really don't know. I can't answer that question.
Okay. Very good. I understand too that the capital improvement plan got introduced.
Capital improvement plan is underway. It's something we've been rolling with a five-year plan. Finally, the mayor and the administration came forward with some items. The animal shelter is on there for $15 million. I know it's ballooned a little bit, but the construction costs. I mean, when I first got onto the city council, we were voting on that. So it's 2016. It's been a long time since we've come back at it. Luckily, we've been able to get the dog park already up in order. Now the folks are waiting for the animal shelter. So $15 million is put into the finance committee. We'll look into taking that out probably in another couple of weeks, I guess I could say. We also have $3 million for other vehicles, I guess I could say, maybe police vehicles and other apparatus that we might need around the city. That's something we always do. And then public buildings is $7 million. So there'll be three appropriations separately to be taken out of the finance committee for to dig into a little bit more with your teeth with basically going through the different line items. So we'll all put it into committee. Really what's important is a lot of times people see these on the agendas and like, oh, they're going to vote on that tonight. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to put it into your committees, put it on the agenda. You got to put it into committees, and you also have to advertise, Joe. That's how it's set up, So sometimes 10 days, sometimes 14 days. we get it on the agendas, we advertise it, let the public know, have a public hearing if we have to for certain items, and then we take them out of committees and talk about them at our separate committees. And then during the regular scheduled meeting, city council, the chairpersons will take it out of the committee and for a regular vote. So that's how it usually works.
Yeah. Do you anticipate that happening this session or not till the fall?
I anticipate some of those items coming out this session. I really do. Okay. We have the budget meeting starting up on Wednesday, the 18th, and then we have Monday and then Wednesday. So Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday for the three finance committees. I do anticipate at least that animal shelter coming out before the break for the summer. So we'll figure out what the timing of it is. And Councilor Chuck Phelan has the finance, and we're going right into finance tomorrow. We're going to finance tomorrow. So we're going right into it. We'll try to get it done before June. And then he'll have some more time until our last meeting on June 22nd. It's kind of late this year because we have Juneteenth. I think actually Juneteenth might be the 20th. And Tuesday, the following day, I believe is the 21st. So that'll be our last particular meeting. Sometimes, some years, it's the 15th last meeting, you know, so we got a little extra week, but we'll get them in. One more thing that was pulled out of committee that was for a vote last night was the Pine Hills Cemetery expansion. 16.4 was approved with 6 votes. And for the bonding, you obviously need 6 votes, and it got exactly 6 votes last night. So that is going to move forward. And they actually took about 2.5 off to make the price right at 16.4. So I believe it was a good vote. It's something that will get some money back from it, which will be great. They'll be obviously charging for plots and burials, and we really, really need it in the city, Joe. So we're going to move forward with that.
Okay, very good. And I see, too, that the Climate Action Network had a special honor.
Unfortunately, we had them on the agenda, and they had a couple of COVID exposures.
Oh.
So we had to postpone it to a later date. So, unfortunately, we'll have to put that back on the agenda again. And you know, that's just the way of life, Joe, that we're going to have more COVID exposures with folks around the particular area. It's unfortunate that, you know. But, you know, to make it better safe than sorry. And we'll have them back in very, very soon.
Okay.
They're a great group. You know, the 10-year anniversary. So they're a great group.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you want to, I know that you had mentioned the passing of Councilor Mahoney's dad.
Yes, unfortunately, Councilor Mahoney's father, Joseph Mulligan, 94 years old, just passed away. He spent a lot of time with the Plumbers Union, Local 12. Married to his wife for over 70 years. So Ann couldn't make the meeting last night. She's been really taking care of her folks, you know. She doesn't live too far from them going down the street. I know how she feels. I've been taking care of my dad for the last couple month and a half here. So I guess we're getting to that age, Joe, where, you know, we kind of have to take care of our parents. And unfortunately, Ann's father passed away.
Anything else we should mention right now, Noel?
I think that's it, Joe, and we're getting back into finance tomorrow night, 6:30 public hearing, and then 6:45 we'll start the budget hearings. We'll run them over 3 different days, and we'll have all the department heads in like we usually do. Looking forward to it, Joe.
It's an annual tradition, as it were, for sure.
Yes, that sure is.
Great to talk to you, Noel. I'm exhausted just watching you walk. So.
Thank you. We're getting our steps in, you know, Joe, and it's feeling good this morning. We're up at 2,000 steps so far this morning. And, you know, it's how about the weather, huh, Joe? Few days have been really hot, but today is a beautiful, beautiful morning, about 65 degrees. So you got to get your walking in while you can. Try to get your exercise, you know?
Our morning calisthenics with Councillor DeBona. Pretty soon, Noel, you'll be able to do that in the Senior Olympics.
That's right. I'll be over there.
All right. Thanks again. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Joe. You have a great day and take care.
You too. Bye-bye.